game is on ESPN on Saturday at 4:30 Eastern. Chris Berman is stepping down as host of ESPN's NFL studio programming after 31 seasons, but will remain with the network in several roles, including Monday Night Countdown. NHL Columbus going for their 17th straight win, visiting Washington.
Dominique Foxworth expects an NFL road team to pull off the upset this weekend. Find out who and why. Plus, he explains how NFL teams should be hiring head coaches. He joins Mike and Mike Friday morning at 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
AutoZone presents Peak Performance. Maximizing fuel economy, engine life, and overall performance doesn't take a lot, thanks to fuel treatment and fluids from AutoZone. And right now, buy one 12-ounce bottle of STP fuel injector cleaner and get one free. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner, so you can fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Bell was oh so close to a title in his rookie year, but
we didn't win enough races. That's going to be our biggest goal going into next year, is to be able to compete for more wins.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
The Daytona 500. It's the race that defines legends. And as the world's only motorsports stadium, Daytona International Speedway is the place that redefines what a race can be. You can experience it all and witness the next career-defining NASCAR moment at the Great American Race. But hurry, the 2016 race sold out, so don't miss out in 2017. The Daytona 500, Sunday, February 26th. Guarantee your seats at 1-800-PIT-SHOP or Daytona500.com.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
Even with just one win on the season, 21-year-old rookie Christopher Bell went to the season finale in Miami with a chance to repeat what Kyle Busch Motorsports did the year before with Eric Jones, win a truck title as a rookie. He narrowly missed, finishing third overall, but now has something to build on in 2017.
It was huge for me to be able to make it to the Final Four and get a feel for how it's going to go next year. And so now whenever I get to hopefully get put back in that situation, the stress won't be as high. And it's kind of a been there, done that deal.
His team will move crew chief Rudy Fugel to Bell's pit box this season. All he did last year was lead rookie William Byron to 7 wins. Before that, he won the championship with Jones. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
At the Home Depot, extra long weekends mean extra big appliance savings. Right now, get the Samsung Platinum Finish high-efficiency laundry pair for just $549 each, a savings of $500. Plus, get 12 months financing on appliance purchases of $299 or more with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Gas Dryer Extra. Credit offer valid through January 18th. U.S. only. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Yeah, your toilet's definitely clogged, but I think I found the problem. Sir, is this your action figure?
Yes. I sent him in to check out the pipes.
As a small business owner, you've got enough to deal with. Let the experts at Progressive insure your business so you can focus on more important things. With over 30 commercial, auto, and business coverage options, we'll build a plan that's right for you.
I got something else. Are these toy cars?
Had to send in backup.
Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
When the going gets tough, he gets going. To happy hour.
You slip me a bottle of bourbon, a little glass, and some ice.
Tyler Ryder and the APC on KGYM.
107.5 in Cedar Rapids. That's our North Gym, also found in Iowa City. South Gym, 106.3 FM. including 1600 AM, the historic main gym. You heard the coverage last night. 1600 AM became the Cyclone Radio Network. John Walters had the call from Waco, Texas. And what is going on with this basketball team? The first, call it 20 minutes of basketball play. And then officials, last 10 seconds of the game. I can't wrap my brain around what took place in the state of Texas. Villanova, they fall to Butler. Maybe Iowa State pulls the rug out from under Baylor. The Bears survive. Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com joins us now to talk about what took place last night. And Brent, Scott Drew and the officials, there is no better person to have on our program right now when it comes to those two subjects than you. How are you, man? Happy New Year.
I'm good. Happy New Year to you guys. That was an interesting game, and it's the 10 seconds were a little odd. I'm excited to talk about it just because there's a lot that went on in that final 10 seconds, both good and bad. There's some officiating, and Scott Drew timeouts mixed in. That thing had a little bit of everything in there.
0.4 seconds. Go ahead, Brent. Why does it matter? Clearly, Prohm wants to get down the floor. He wants to find a way to get an equalizer in the bucket.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a really tough deal. I mean, ideally, you would have, you know, clock operators that would stop the clock when they should, and in this case, it didn't get done. And in almost every game anymore, it seems like in the final minute, there is a stoppage to check the time. And, you know, it ended up only being 0.4 seconds. And Iowa State was penalized because of that, because they wanted to go set up a transition opportunity and not let Baylor get set in half court. And you saw once Baylor did get set, they got a free timeout, they were out of timeouts, they were able to defend Iowa State's last action a lot better. The problem is, and I don't see Prohm was upset about it, and I get it, like that's not fair to penalize them for getting that free timeout. However, you have to get the time right, and it's not the official's fault. I don't think that the clock operator let that much time go off the clock. If that's 1.1 seconds worth, that's a significant amount of time. I mean, that's a catch-and-shoot situation. Unfortunately, it was only 0.4. It was pretty much irrelevant, but it really impacted that last possession. And Iowa State did not get a good look because of it. Baylor defended it well. I don't think that's the shot Iowa State wanted or designed it. And I don't even know if Morris would have got that off. It's been very close, but it didn't matter anyway. Missed the shot, and that's the way it goes sometimes. Baylor makes their last-second shot or their final shot, Iowa State doesn't. And it was the final 5 minutes where Iowa State really labored offensively. And it was almost a nice win for the Cyclones.
So the beef here is more with the clock operator than it is with the officials.
I think so. I mean, you can look at the officials are the one that stopped the play, but if the clock is stopped as it should have been, then we don't have to worry about that. But anymore, I don't even know if it's the clock operator's fault. It seems like any time there's a shot in the final 10 seconds, they're going to go review and see how much time they should put on the clock. I mean, you want to get the clock right. You want to get the most amount of time as possible for that team. It's just it went against Iowa State. And that really, for an official, that's a lose-lose situation. Because if Iowa State were to go down and make their last-second shot, but the clock expired, then you're going, well, what happened to that 0.4? So it's just kind of it's a no-win deal for everybody. And I can understand Steve Prohm's frustration, but I just think that's part of basketball right there.
When you see this team dropping trays from deep like they did last night on the road, does excitement brew what could happen in the Big 12 play later on in the calendar year?
Yeah, that's the style that Iowa State can win with, and they, especially in the first half, when they make 8 threes in the first half, and they had good ball movement, they had good space, and they were finding open looks, and they were getting a lot of those though off of defensive stops, and everyone's wondering what happened to the offense in the final 5 minutes. Well, Baylor was a lot more effective on their end to not allow Iowa State transition opportunities, and Baylor's really good in the half-court defense, and they proved that. But once Iowa State could get going, get them moving a little bit, they found some great looks, and Nas made a couple, Matt made a couple, even Nick Babb stepped in, Solomon Young hit a jumper or two, so that's good for Iowa State. I mean, I think for 35 minutes, Iowa State played as well as they have all year. And to beat in position, to beat the number one, they will be number one here come next week probably if they win this weekend, on the road, that's impressive. And Iowa State played well. It's just frustrating, again, for them that they get down these late-game situations and they just fail. I mean, that you're looking at Gonzaga now, Cincinnati, and Baylor, all similar opportunities, and Iowa State couldn't close out any of the three. And, you know, I don't think it's going to impact. You know, you start talking about the NCAA tournament discussion, you hope it doesn't get to that. But those are three opportunities that Iowa State would look back on, and you at least like to grab one of those.
So what is it about this team that prevents it from closing down the stretch?
I just think they, that's the mystery question. I like having the ball in Morris's hands late, and if you think about two of those games, he's had the ball late and he just hasn't converted. He's made game-winning jump shots before against Iowa last year, against Texas a couple of years ago in the Big 12. He's your All-American point guard. I'm fine with him having the ball, but it seems like they're just getting stuck and their opportunities are coming too late. They're not really attacking the basket, and they're settling for jumpers and contested jumpers at that. I mean, if you look at the Gonzaga game, they didn't even get a shot off. The Cincinnati game, they really settled for jumpers late. And then again, with 8 seconds left, their final play was just disrupted by Baylor, and they had to take a fadeaway 18-footer to try and tie the game. And, you know, I would say at the end of those final 5 minutes, they're clearly trying to run the clock, which I get. I mean, I think that's a smart play to do. But you almost need something more going downhill towards the rim. Burton was pretty good in that second half. Maybe get him a look in there or a guard driver to the rim rather than settling for those, you know, contested jump shots with less than 5 seconds on the shot clock. But, again, I have no beef with Monte having the ball in his hands late. It's just I would say it has not been effective in those three games, and it's easy to point to that.
Kansas got a scare against Kansas State. Traveling call negated whatever it was. And then you have last night against Iowa State. Is Baylor the best team in the Big 12?
I still wouldn't go that far. No, I think they're good. I mean, I was impressed, and I hate to say it, but I'm impressed with what Scott Drew has done with them. And Motley and Achiuwa are just a fantastic front court. I mean, they've got so much size in there, and Iowa State actually battled them admirably to try and keep them out of the paint. But you could see the rebound battle. I mean, Baylor out-rebounded them by 19 last night, and that was a huge part of the game. I just think when push comes to shove, I still like Kansas. And then I think West Virginia is – I don't know how they lost to Texas Tech. I mean, I watched that, and Tech made a three to win the game late. But I think West Virginia is right there as well. I think those three – I actually still put Baylor at three behind those two. And then Iowa State, you know, competing there, 5-4, 5-6, with some of those other schools that we really don't know a whole lot about yet. I mean, you saw Oklahoma State have a pretty good non-conference. They lost last night at Texas. They've also dropped a game to West Virginia at home. So not quite sure what to make of them. TCU has been okay. K-State's looked better than I thought. So I think 4 through 10 is kind of a jumble, and we'll see how the pecking order plays out. But it's a critical game for Iowa State Saturday at home against Texas. That's one. Texas looks like they're probably 8, 9, or 10 in the conference right now. Iowa State probably should get that one.
Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com. You brought up a lot of these close games that have taken place last night throughout this week. I know this is kind of a redundant question, but is this the parity we're going to see throughout the entirety of the schedule this year in the Big 12?
Yeah, no doubt. I don't think there's any question. I mean, I think you look at this league top to bottom, the highest RPI or the highest, I guess, I think it's BPI, the ESPN, I don't even know what that is, but and you look at KenPom as well, the highest, the worst team is ranked 77th, and that was Texas before last night. Now they just beat Oklahoma State, so they'll go up a little bit. But all 10 teams in the top 80 nationally, that's tough. And you're going to have a problem winning at opposing teams' home floor. Look at what Tech did to West Virginia. I mean, K-State had no business going down the wire with Kansas, but probably should have had that game in overtime at the very least, and just going to be competitive up and down. I think the winner of this conference has 4 or 5 losses again, just like the past couple of years. And there's going to be nights where upsets happen, but I don't even know if they're upsets. So, you know, like I said, I think 4 through 10 is going to be a toss-up, and there's going to be a bunch of teams with that 8, 9, and 10 wins in the conference battling for the NCAA tournament. And if you're Iowa State, you're more on the 10-win side or 11-win side, so you can safely get into March with no problem.
Next game up for the Cyclones is the Texas Longhorns. What do you expect in that one at Hilton?
You know, they're young, and they just got a nice win last night against Oklahoma State. They have a nice big guy, freshman, McDonald's American, Jared Allen, who's been getting better. Their point guard play has been abysmal. They really miss Taylor, who left after his junior year last year. Didn't even make the NBA. They really miss him, though. And Shaka's going to figure it out. But right now, entering yesterday, they were probably the worst team in the conference from the non-conference portion of the schedule. They'll get better as the year goes. But I always say that home against the young Longhorns, it's a game Iowa State needs to get, like I said. But I mean, they've got talent. They've got a bunch of guards, pretty good size, but they're young. And I think Iowa State, if they play well, up to their standards, will hopefully win that game by 8 to 10 points.
A lot of Texas fans itching for Shaka Smart to turn the program around since Rick Barnes left. Are you still a believer in what Shaka can bring to Austin?
I am. I mean, it's an interesting situation here because he's recruiting a lot better players than he did at VCU. the question always is, and I think that it's just, this has plagued the Texas football program as well within the last decade or so, is those really blue chip guys, how hard do they want to work? And Shaka Smart's program at BCU was built on those rugged athletes who, you know, they did the frantic pressing and they really got in you and they got after it. They worked hard. They played hard. But do those Texas guys, you know, that you're a McDonald's All-American, do you want to work that hard? Do you want to play that style? And they're giving up way too many points. And just the point guard play hasn't been good. So he will get it done eventually. He's too good of a coach, and he's recruited extremely well. He's got another blue-chip class coming in next year. I think it's only a matter of time before he turns it around. But you got to find those guys who not only are those, you know, blue-chip talent, they also want to put in the work, because that's the only way that style is going to be effective in the Big 12.
You got time for a couple football questions before we let you go, Brent?
Hey, let's do it.
Kamari Cotton-Moya, you think he's coming back, or is there something to the transfer rumors?
I think there's something there. There's a little smoke, but I believe he will be back. He has family. He's from California, and he has family there. And so there's some thought that he may, you know, want to go back home that direction and play closer to home. I believe there's family, maybe a child in that area that, you know, living in Ames can be difficult. And Kamari's been riddled with injury, but it sounds like he's going to be back for the second semester this year. So I would anticipate he will still be a Cyclone come next football season. He's a huge part. He's a captain, and Iowa State needs him to come back. But, you know, I think there is a little smoke there. That's not just a fabricated rumor. I think Kamari has mulled over the possibility of going back home towards California.
And Matt Campbell's lost a couple of the support personnel on his staff there. Doug Phillips yesterday going to Cincinnati to be their special teams coordinator. Are there in-house candidates there? Do you expect him to take a look outside the program? Your thoughts on those openings?
Yeah, you know, Doug was a good guy, but he was pretty much just a high school relations guy. Didn't really have a whole lot of say in the actual on-field coaching. So, yeah, I'm not sure who they'll find there. I mean, maybe look for Campbell to tie in. Phillips was from Ohio and actually had a couple good relationships with some coaches in that area where I was hated getting recruits from. So maybe look towards that area for a younger guy potentially, or there could be an in-house guy or two that they would do that. But Phillips is not an actual coach. As far as I know, the coaching staff itself will be the same group as it was last year. It'll be continuity within the staff and shouldn't be any changes from the actual on-field coaching.
Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com. I started the segment by saying Happy New Year. How long into the new year are you allowed to say Happy New Year, Brent?
I think you get a week. I mean, I've been sending work emails with Happy New Year. I'm giving myself till Friday for that, and then I got to cut it off.
Happy New Year, Brent.
And Brent, before we let you go, I had Alex roll the recording back here because I just wanted to make sure that I heard you say it. You did say that you had a tremendous amount of respect for Scott Drew, right?
I said he's done a nice job coaching.
Okay, well.
He still has not made, okay, he's made two Elite Eights, right? But he has not defeated a higher seed or a better seed in the NCAA tournament yet. I mean, it's all been upsets that have gotten them on the road, that they've been able to kind of beat 7-10s and 12s into the Elite Eight. So I think Scott's a fine coach. He's done obviously a great job with that program, but I'm not putting him in Bill Self's category or anywhere near that yet. Just make sure that's pretty clear.
All right, we'll have on the transcript of today's program, he's a phenomenal coach and he's in Bill Self's category.
That's the quality journalist you guys are.
My wife accuses me of being a selective listener. So sometimes I hear things, oh, he said phenomenal. He said Bill Self, yeah.
I think I like your wife.
Brent, we appreciate the time. We'll chat next week.
All right, fellas. Talk to you later.
So we caught up with Brent a little earlier in the day. We did not get a chance to ask him about Cameron Lard because we didn't know Cameron Lard was headed to Ames. So that's why if you're a Cyclone fan listening to that segment and wondering why are they asking him about Kamari Cotton-Moya and football questions and not asking whether or not he thinks Cameron Lard is going to play this year or not, that's the reason why. We've got some more reports out of Minnesota to get to with regard to their coaching search. This is rather interesting because it's coming from, I believe, a television sports reporter, KSTP's Joe Schmidt in the Twin Cities. He tweeted about 3 minutes ago, "Forget about Les Miles. All is not quiet on the Western Michigan front. I believe PJ Fleck news conference will be tomorrow. So wow. There you go. Some interesting reports, and that would jibe with what the Associated Press reporter out of the Twin Cities
smoke
tweeted. And that was, look, it's either Les Miles has been the guy all along, or this is a power play with PJ Fleck to get him to sit down at the table and take the deal as opposed to holding out for more money. So it looks as if one way or the other, it's PJ Fleck or Les Miles. Because if I'm Les Miles, I'm not going to the Twin Cities to interview for the job if I'm not at least the second choice. But what does that say about Les Miles? If you wind up losing out on the Minnesota job to a guy named PJ, who's all about rowing the boat. This is Les Miles. Les Miles could lose out to PJ Fleck. And the folks in the Twin Cities want Les Miles over. Look, it's not going to be Craig Bohl. I thought that would be the home run hire for Minnesota. I would take PJ over Les Miles. I really would. I would gamble on PJ Fleck because it's a rebuild, and you need a young guy with a ton of energy, and I just don't know. You said Miles was 63. I just don't know if he's got it in him to do a total rebuild. Les Miles is the type of guy that in 3 or 4 years, they're either winning football games or he's looking to retire.
At 6:22, we take it to the big board, and they come back with the continuation from hour number two's Would Ya?
This is a first. We've never done this before.
What a way to bring in 2017 by grabbing Would Ya, throwing it in the
right
blender.
Right by the... No, I won't say it.
Frappe.
Yeah.
I think you want to say it.
No.
107.5 FM, Cedar Rapids, the North Gym. 106.3 FM, the South Gym, Iowa City. 1600 AM, the historic main gym heard across eastern Iowa. At Radio Rider, at Todd Brommelkamp, one of us cannot pronounce his own Twitter handle. We're back in less than 3 minutes, KGYM.
Make room for the new year, starting in the garage. At the Home Depot's Store More, Save More event, get an HDX four-tier shelving unit, a $30 value, now a special buy of just $19.88. It'll hold up to 600 pounds, and it assembles with no tools, making quick work of a messy garage with very little work on your part. The Store More, Save More event, going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through January 29th in-store and online while supplies last.
Little Caesars has 5 hot and ready items at only $5 each. Choose from a large hot and ready classic, 8-piece Caesar wings, 4 20-ounce beverages, family-sized bacon cheddar loaded Crazy Bites, or new family-sized cinnamon loaded Crazy Bites. It's a deal so great, even my newborn is excited. What's that? She just said cinnamon loaded Crazy Bites? Her first words. $5 hot and ready deals, only at Little Caesars. At participating locations plus tax.
Pizza, pizza.
We're rocking the new year in the all-new showroom at McGrath Kia. Take your pick. $199 down, $199 a month. New 2016 Kia Soul or Kia Forte 5. $199 down, $199 a month at the all-new McGrath Kia. Kia Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality by J.D. Power. Bankruptcy, divorce, repossession? Ha! Lose those bad credit blues and take control at McGrath Kia. McGrath Kia has arranged $5 million from local lenders to put you in a new Kia Soul or Forte 5. Your choice. $199 down, $199 a month. Drive home in a new McGrath Kia during the grand opening of the all-new McGrath Kia in Hiawatha. Online, McGrathKia.com.
Available on new 2016 Soul Base or Forte 5. $199 month lease for 39 months with approved credit. $199 down plus tax, title, license, and dealer fee. No security deposit required. Offer expires end of month. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Maybe it was okay to get laid off every winter before you had a family, but now you need regular pay all year long. At PMX, that's what you'll get, and it's yours just for working 3 or 4 day weeks so you still have flexibility. A steady paycheck and time to do the things you want. It's the perfect combination. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids has full-time positions available right now, so apply this week at ipmx.com. If you're ready for steady, go to ipmx.com.
Get half off Pizza Hut. The pizza online for a limited time.
Right now, menu price pizzas from Pizza Hut are half off when you order online. Yes, you heard that right. 50%. 5-0.
Original Pan Supreme, half off. Meat lovers, half off. Can't decide, still half off.
But hurry, this New Year's deal won't last long. January 9th, to be exact. 50% off Pizza Hut pizza. Because no one out-pizzas the Hut. Ask click for this limited time offer. Menu price pizzas only. Online only. Discount not applicable to tax, delivery charge, or driver tip.
Greeny, are you seeing the results you want from working out?
Oh, yeah, Golic, it's working. I'm just looking for a way to push through those extra tough workouts.
What about a better source for your supplements?
Well, you must be talking about GNC.
That's right, Greeny. I'm talking about the new GNC.
What's new?
Even more innovations from the best brands and new lower prices. They've even got a free cash back reward program.
Sounds like a big change, Mike.
I'd say it's a milestone. Check it out, Greeny. It's one new GNC.
Now everyone wins.
The only reason why he enjoys the winter is because it's hot tub season.
And can I get a hot tub?
Tyler Ryder and the APC on KGYN.
6:27 in the afternoon, Players Club. For the final 25 minutes, brings you an extended would you. We do it in a matter of moments, but we can't head in that direction. At our next reset, Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp with a Midwest One Bank Big Board Update, TB.
The University of Iowa announced late this afternoon that junior running back Akram Wadley has decided to return in 2017 for his senior season. Wadley had said after the Outback Bowl earlier this week that he was 50-50 on whether he'd come back for his senior season. That's certainly good news for Hawkeye football fans. UNI defensive lineman Carter Schult was named the 2016 Defensive Player of the Year by the FCS Athletic Directors Association. The Tripola native is the first Panthers player to win the award and only the second from the Missouri Valley Football Conference.
Five times fast.
In other college football news, former Iowa assistant coach Lester Erb is headed back to the Big Ten. Erb was most recently at Nevada, where he serves as the team's assistant head coach. Erb was on Kirk Ferentz's staff at Iowa from 2000 to 2012, coached running backs and wide receivers. Former Negro League star Art Pennington passed away last night at the age of 93, known as Superman. Pennington never played a day in the major leagues, but he did play, hit 359 for the Chicago American Giants in the Negro Leagues as a 20-year-old in 1945. Pennington spent part of 1953 and all of 1954 playing for Cedar Rapids in the 3i League. He lost virtually all of his career memorabilia in the 2008 flood. Hawkeyes on the road tonight, taking on Nebraska. Tip-off about an hour and a half away. The Huskers, a 3 or 2.5 point favorite, depending on where you shop for your numbers.
I could be mistaken, but the very first time that I believe I ever crossed paths with Art Pennington, you were chatting with him on the concourse at Perfect Game Field.
That may or may not be the case. My memory is not very good. But he certainly spent a lot of time around the ballpark when he was in better health. We used to always see him at the hot stove banquet every year when it was a more formal affair because all of the Cedar Rapids Baseball Hall of Famers were invited, and he is in the Cedar Rapids Baseball Hall of Fame. Sad news, and there are not too many players left from that era anymore. He was only 20 in 1945. 2 years later, Jackie Robinson winds up breaking baseball's color barrier with the Brooklyn Dodgers, but I think people tend to forget that it was a slow process once Jackie Robinson came to the National League and once Larry Doby came to the Indians. Teams were not necessarily quick to embrace African-American talent, so there were still a lot of young guys like Art Pennington that never got the chance to play in the major leagues. And for those out there that appreciate Negro League baseball, I certainly know who Art Pennington is. And one of the highlights of a trip to Kansas City the last time that I was there, I went to the Negro League Baseball Museum, which is housed there in Kansas City, and they have this huge display case filled with hundreds of baseballs autographed by former players in the Negro Leagues, and was able to find Art Pennington, so a little bit of a tie to Cedar Rapids there. So sad news there. If you're in the baseball mood, we do want to remind you again that the Cedar Rapids Colonels Hot Stove event is coming up for you later this month. Details available not only at our website, but at kernels.com as well. KGYM, very happy to be the media sponsor once again for this year's event. Change of venue, though, Tyler.
going to be heading to the Nubo Markets. I'm actually really excited about this. Opportunity to get more of a business casual approach, as you put it earlier today?
Yes, they're calling it a reception as opposed to a banquet. So it's coming up January 25th. Tickets are on sale right now at the Nubo City Market. 5:30 start time. It is a Wednesday night, I believe. January 25th is a Wednesday night. Byron Buxton, former Cedar Rapids Colonel, current Minnesota Twins center fielder. Trevor May, who's part of the Twins pitching staff. I think Chris Atterbury from the broadcast team. They may or may not be adding a replacement for Burt Blyleven. Tommy Watkins, the Colonel's manager, is going to be there.
The most important person coming, or most important mascot coming.
He sometimes tweets us here on the program. That would be Mr. Shucks.
I was going to go with T.C. Bear, but that works too.
Oh.
T.C. Bear,
Shucks wasn't listening, because Tyler just disrespected him. And I would hate for Mr. Shucks to find out about that, because he would probably tweet us at Radio Rider and at Todd Brommelkamp, and maybe even at Alex Kuhn 523, who, this is a historic day, but we barely made it into the Woodges before the Minnesota football story sort of derailed us. We've got 4, maybe 5 Woodges left to get to, so we're going to hit the reset button and have a 2-part Woodja today to end the program. How about that?
Let's go, Kuhn. Get in here. 107.5, 106.3, and 1600 AM.
No running.
We return with more Woodja after this. No, I'm not doing the intro again.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set, anything you wanted. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you and gave you an affordable payment plan. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Hi, fans. Jalen Rose for Cricket Wireless here. We read through all of your texts, tweets, and emails asking for another chance to enter to win the Cricket Wireless and ESPN Bucket List sweepstakes. We heard you loud and clear. By popular demand, the Bucket List is back. Visit cricketsweepstakes.com/ESPN Bucket List 17 or go to your local Cricket store to enter.
No purchase necessary. U.S. residents age a majority and older. Ends February 5th, 2017. Void if prohibited. See cricketwirelessrules.com/ESPN Bucket List 17.pdf for official rules.
As any sports fan knows, nothing feels better than winning. And right now, when you come to Applebee's for lunch, you could win big with their all-in burger meal deal.
Come into Applebee's and try one of their all-in burgers with fries and a bottomless Pepsi for just $9.99.
You could win the chance to produce Mike and Mike for a day.
You could also score great instant win prizes, including a free all-in burger meal deal and pro sports tickets.
Hurry, because this deal won't last long.
Only at Applebee's.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2-for-$4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
Hi, fans. Jalen Rose for Cricket Wireless here. We read through all of your texts, tweets, and emails asking for another chance to enter to win the Cricket Wireless and ESPN Bucket List sweepstakes. We heard you loud and clear. By popular demand, the Bucket List is back. Visit cricketsweepstakes.com/ESPN Bucket List 17 or go to your local Cricket store to enter.
No purchase necessary. U.S. residents age a majority and older. Ends February 5th, 2017. Void if prohibited. See cricketwirelessrules.com/ESPN Bucket List 17.pdf for official rules.
I met someone. It's something you hear a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection. Match is number one in first, but also in second dates too. Now I'm going to hook you up. For my listeners, go to match.com/sports for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect for my listeners. This free offer is only found at match.com/sports. That's match.com/sports.
His New Year's hangover lasts longer than his New Year's resolution.
I am never getting drunk again as long as I live.
Tyler Ryder and the APC on KGYN.
6:35, final 20 minutes of the Afternoon Players Club. It's here. 107.5, 106.3, and 1600 AM. Tyler Ryder, Todd Brommelkamp. Tonight we are going to have for you Jalen and Jacoby. That's going to be on your Thursday. It's weird saying Thursday night and it not being NFL football. So.
I've been off all week. I said earlier today that you talked with Tommy on Wednesday. That was actually Tuesday's program.
You were coming back from Tampa.
I was coming back from Tampa. Today's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. So we'll be at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City. I'm off. It's still 2016, right?
No.
Okay, I gotta get with the times, man.
We'll leave you tonight at 7 p.m., Jalen and Jacoby. That's going to be on all three frequencies. Tomorrow, it's going to be Coach's Corner. We're going to be in-house from 4 to 7. We hand you off high school basketball. There's a lot of things to get to, not only here on a Thursday with Would Ya, second part coming to you. Friday's going to have high school basketball. Saturday's going to have high school basketball. Sunday, the Bridal Showcase. Todd, if you don't have your days in order, you might want to do it now because I don't want to get a call from you like Dwight Schrute running into the downtown Doubletree going, I thought it was Saturday. Sorry.
That would be the Z102.9 Bridal Showcase Tyler is talking about. Maybe you pop the question over the holidays. Mm. You got a lot of listeners out there that maybe were doing some ring shopping at places like Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. Well, the Z102.9 Bridal Showcase this Sunday, absolutely free. It's at the Cedar Rapids Convention Complex, so the Hilton by Doubletree. Event doors open at 1 o'clock. The fashion show starts at 3:30. Did somebody say fashion show?
Yeah,
like the old Saturday Night Live? Oh, that was dog show, wasn't it?
Dog show!
Dog show! Well, this
dog
is
show.
Fashion show. Starts at 3:30. Hope's Bridal is providing the dresses. Tyler and I will be styling in tuxedos from Prince Albert Tuxedos. And we'll even have some flowers there from the flower shop at Cedar Memorial Park. Again, this Sunday, details available at our website, kgymradio.com, or at our sister station's website, Z102.9.
What up, Coon? Welcome back.
It's good to be back, guys.
Well, long I'm time glad. No talk, Alex.
Yeah, right.
It's been
a few minutes.
Quite a while here. We were doing what? Do we need to re-intro it? Or is this just a continuation, like halftime? And we've had the
intro.
We've had the lady spinning the plates, and we've had the dogs running back and forth on the
Coon,
court.
It's your call. We let you decide if we were going to push this to two halves, or if we were going to go full circle in a 4-minute span. Do you want the intro again? You don't get to make many decisions.
Here, let me play it real quick.
It's now time for everyone's favorite weekly segment.
You made that believable.
To this day, I still don't know how I let you talk me into this.
Would you rather know when you're going to die, or would you rather know how you're going to die?
Can you give yourself a ding?
Corny laugh.
If you were Antonio Brown, would you pay the fines and continue to celebrate touchdowns? Or would you play along with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and never twerk again? Would you? You're Gary Barta, Tyler. Would you? If you were Fred Hoiberg, would you?
It's as simple as a yes or no. Would you?
All right, we got 15 minutes to go on a Thursday APC before we hand you off to ESPN Nightly Programming. So, Todd, I don't know how many you have left in the chamber, but let's kind of space it out a little bit, boys.
Well, I asked you guys if you would take the Minnesota job if you were Les Miles. Would you take the Minnesota job if you were PJ Fleck?
You or me, what do you want, Coon?
The dollars on the table right now, reportedly Western Michigan has offered somewhere in the neighborhood of under $3 million. He's either getting a big raise. He only made, I think, $800,000 this year as head coach in Kalamazoo.
I don't know if he's going to have a better team, Coon, than he had this year. He falls by 8 points in Arlington to Wisconsin. You can get a little bit of revenge next year immediately against Wisconsin at the Paul Bunyan next game. Cash in now or maybe never get a chance to cash in again. I don't like the whole they brought Les Miles in to place, you know, smoke screens and he may take the job. Either PJ Fleck wanted the job from the beginning or he didn't. I don't like that avenue. And I can't believe I'm about to say this, but if you believe the reports that are coming out of the Twin Cities after the South Florida, Texas, Oregon jobs, all the other gigs that have been filled up, Purdue, Minnesota somehow is going to luck into probably the number one coaching prospect in the country out of Kalamazoo. So if I'm PJ Fleck, I don't like the way this has kind of come about, but you're still getting your payday. You're still going to a Power 5 conference. You have a chance to make immediate impact. Minnesota, in my opinion, is not that far off. Can PJ Fleck row the boat with Goldie with him?
It is the land of 10,000 lakes. Lots of opportunities to row.
I say yes.
I'm thinking back to that, was it 4 years ago, when PJ Fleck's team came into Iowa City and got just absolutely destroyed 59-3. Yeah. Those guys were all freshmen.
Kevontae Martin-Manley had two punt returns for touchdown.
That was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Corey Davis was on that team. Mm-hmm. Zach Terrell was on that team. Unfortunately, they're all graduating. This was the year for them. Davis is going to the NFL. Zach Terrell is gone. Their running back, his name is escaping me right now. He's gone. I go to Minnesota if I'm PJ Fleck. You see with these coaches getting younger and younger at Group of Five schools that it takes two stepping stone jobs to kind of fully reach that plateau as a coach. You look at Matt Campbell at Iowa State, and if he turns that program around, you better believe that he's going to get some offers from some big-time Power Five, like bigger-time Power Five schools. It's just the nature of the beast now in college football, where you see these coaches at Group of Five schools 31, 32, 33 years old, and it's hard to sell a program like Oregon or a program like LSU on a guy that is that young. So for PJ Fleck, it makes a lot of sense to go to a Minnesota.
All right, here's one I would have asked Brent Bloom if we would have had him tonight at 6 o'clock if we hadn't caught up with him earlier today. But the news came out after we had spoken with him. Tyler, would you be tempted to play Cameron Lard if you were Steve Prohm?
Absolutely not. I understand you need the size. But this is the year where you look at Cameron Lard and say he's part of the future. Does he make a difference if he's on the floor last night at Baylor? Maybe, maybe not. Can't play that game. If I'm Steve Prohm, kid's already been through a lot. Let him sit the rest of the way. Get him ready, hopefully, for four long years at Iowa State. Many more Big 12 championships. Many more NCAA tournament appearances. Sweet 16 appearances. Give him the red shirt. That's what seems likely right now, based on what I've read. If I'm Cameron Lard, sit down. Enjoy yourself. Get used to the campus. Meet you a pretty lady. Hit the books so we don't run through this again. Cameron Lard, we'll talk about you next year. 4 years, you'll be a strong candidate to be one of those players that lead Iowa State into the future.
I agree 100%. This whole conversation reminds me a little bit of the should the Hawkeyes move Desmond King to the offensive side of the football. And while it may make a little bit of a difference, I don't think it's going to make a huge difference on the outcome of what this season is going to look like for the Iowa State Cyclones. You bring in a guy like that who hasn't played, he hasn't really gotten his feet wet in school yet, he's just trying to figure out his class schedule, practice schedule, the risk versus the reward, the risk doesn't match the reward. I absolutely agree with you, Tyler, redshirt him.
All right, Alex, I will ask you this, knowing full well your thoughts on it from seeing your tweet earlier today, but would you like to see a college bowl game played at Wrigley Field? The Chicago Cubs say they have every intention to host a football bowl game at the Friendly Confines.
I'm a fan of the Friendly Confines. I'm a fan of the city of Chicago. I'm not a fan of the Chicago winter, and I'm not a fan of the Pinstripe Bowl, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, whatever it's called now, these bowl games where you see snow on the ground. The idea of these bowl games is to go to warmer climates. And I think there are enough of them already in warmer climates. I sat down and thought about it. Can you think of a major city in the continent, in the United States, sorry, not in the continental United States, in the entirety of the United States that doesn't have a bowl game? A major warm city. A warm city.
They're playing them in the Bahamas.
Exactly. They're playing them in the Bahamas. There's one in There's one in Hawaii. I guess the next step is Puerto Rico. If they have a stadium there for a bowl game, I wouldn't doubt that there'd be one there in the future. The Pinstripe Bowl doesn't appeal to me. Just going to a place like Wrigley Field, especially with the safety issues that they had when they were putting together.
What'd you think about the Cactus Bowl?
The Cactus Bowl.
Out in Arizona's park.
I actually did not catch that one this year. That was one of them that's in
Chase Field, right?
Chase
Field. It's not the Bob anymore, right? It's not Bank One Ballpark, right?
The Cactus game, that's played at ASU's stadium, Sun Devil Stadium, traditionally.
What the hell? Well, no, this year they played at Chase Field.
Oh, they moved it?
To the Arizona Diamondbacks stadium. They did.
I was unaware of that. My apologies.
The last 2 years they have.
It's Chase Field, though, no, right? It's not the Bob anymore.
It is Chase.
Okay, got it. Yeah, so you're okay with that?
Going into Wrigley Field?
Yeah.
No, I don't like it, especially with the safety issues that took place when Illinois played Northwestern a couple years ago at Wrigley Field, where you could only go in one direction because there were people were going to run into that third base wall, third base line wall. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
You know what? Historic value. I think it's kind of cool to see football fields get put on the baseball diamond. I think it's kind of cool to look up and be able to see some of the structures of Yankee Stadium during the Pinstripe Bowl. I thought it was kind of cool to see people be able to take in a football game sitting in the hot tub in the pool there at Chase Field. I always thought it'd be cool to put one at the Olympic Stadium in Montreal, get that Canadian feel again. Wrigley Field, though, just the way that it's laid out. You take a look at how they had to cram Northwestern's end zone, as you already put it, down that third baseline, man. And the way that they bring the bleachers onto the field to get it closer, it just seems like that you're trying to, you know, put 100 yards somewhere where somebody doesn't run over a gator or somebody doesn't get hit by ivy. I think it's a cool idea, but they definitely are going to have a foolproof plan to keep everybody healthy and on the field during that contest, not tear up Wrigley Field. That's another story for another day. I'm okay with it, though. I like uniqueness during bowl season. I like seeing them change the venues. I definitely like seeing the stadiums full. You just brought up the Popeyes Bahamas Bowl, where how many people were there, Todd? 64 people were there?
Not many.
I bet many people would show up, though, to see a game at Wrigley Field. I absolutely think they would.
They did not show up at Guaranteed Rate Field earlier this year for the Northern Illinois Toledo contest. They had a crowd of 10,180 there. Iowa has played Northern Illinois at Soldier Field in September. That drew okay. But, look, Wrigley Field's undergoing this big, huge expansion. It's kind of going to have a little bit of a ballpark village-ish feel, a little bit more corporate feel to it than it does right now. But I think it'd be fun, a bowl destination and Wrigleyville all rolled up in one while you're bundled up in your parkas. And
I think it's cool.
It's 10 degrees outside.
It would be cold.
Again, the configuration would be the issue there. Okay, gentlemen, before the playoffs start, I would like you to give me your Super Bowl prediction. So, Alex Kuhn, would you tell me who's going to be playing for all the Tostitos?
Whew. I'm going to go with the New England Patriots out of the AFC. I know I'm really going out on a limb there.
You're going to be speaking for both of us. Go ahead.
Out of the NFC.
Come on.
I know you want me to say the Green Bay Packers. Before Tyler, when you sat here when they were 4-6? Four and six.
Yeah, I got
before
them.
They ran the table.
I got them in week
11. I was
11.
With you. I was with you when I said that they were going to win the rest of their games.
You stood beside me when nobody would.
I was with you when
Thank you, brother.
You said that they were going to win the rest of their games and make the playoffs because they always find a way to do so. And I think that, you know, I don't have a whole lot of faith in the Seattle Seahawks this year. I don't have a The NFC is kind of a crapshoot. You know what? Give me the Green Bay Packers. I think that the New England Patriots will win. Give me the New England Patriots and the Green Bay Packers.
I want to take Atlanta just so you and I can be different on this, even though I believe it's Green Bay. I don't know if they can slow down Devonta Freeman and Tevin Coleman. I know this is going to shock everybody that I'm not taking Dallas to win the NFC. I can't do it, man. It's New England and Green Bay. I can't do it. Atlanta finds a way to choke in the playoffs. They do it every year. They can have home field advantage. They can be the number one seed. They could have torn the NFC South apart. But they run into one team. They run into one quarterback. And they just make the defense look like putty.
That Dallas, I think that I had to talk myself out of taking Dallas because I truly think that they are one of the best built teams in that the NFL has seen in a long time to kind of play at this time of year to be in the playoffs and to succeed in the playoffs, especially with that offensive line and the franchise quarterback that they have now and the running back. But for some reason, something's telling me Green Bay.
The way that I say this, everybody's going to be like, Tyler, you make it sound so simple. Why couldn't anybody do it in the regular season? If you watch Dallas, whoever can slow down Ezekiel Elliott and make Dak Prescott beat you with his own legs and arms, that's how you beat the Dallas Cowboys.
Easier
and
said
I will
than
have
done.
You. I will have you go back now and look at their 16-game schedule. How many teams did they play that ultimately made the playoffs this year? now that the field's narrowed down to 12, it'll be interesting to see how far Dallas goes. What's the narrative with the Cowboys if they lose in Arlington 2 weeks from now in the divisional round? We'll see. Another story for another time. We're both taking New England and Green Bay, TB.
All right. Which that final.
If it's Green Bay and New England, we've got to find a way to make it over to the Bromwell Camp household.
Final, would you?
Epic!
Final, would you? If you were Akram Wadley, would you come back next year? He is, but would you have chosen the other side of the 50-50 proposition?
After somebody got in my ear and told me that perhaps maybe my NFL draft prospects have not been as high as I thought they would, and Mama Wadley got on the telephone and said, you better finish your degree. Absolutely, I would have. Akram Wadley is a phenomenal talent, and what he did this year with LaShawn Daniels tag-teaming to a 1,000-yard rushing season gave the Hawkeyes 8 wins and kind of salvaged what could have been a bad season no matter how it ended in Tampa Bay at the Outback Bowl. You put him with Nathan Stanley next year, Matt Vandenberg as your possession receiver, and you find a way to get Noah Fant involved, get some receivers if Oliver Martin commits. There is still a possibility next year that there could be some pluses with this offense. For everybody who dogs Greg Davis's offense and it being rated one of the worst in the FBS, but yet they had 2 1,000-yard rushers, that means there's still possibilities next year. That means there's still things to look up next year. There are a lot of people who said Akram Wadley was a better running back out of the two. You had to pick. I think this helps the Iowa offense. I think it can only go up from here. Josie Jewell returning. If you can find some way to patch in the secondary holes now that you lost Greg Maben. I know he's been out for a minute, but you're losing Desmond King as well. Look, I understand Penn State's coming. I understand Ohio State's coming. I believe Michigan State's that third Big Ten East team. They are. Mike D'Antonio. We already played this game. What's next year's record? I don't like playing that game this far in advance. But Akram Wadley announcing that he's
coming
back.
No, we played Guns or Goliath, and that was off the air. We didn't play your game.
Point I'm trying to get at is that Akram Wadley coming back is already a step in the right direction for this football team. Now, if you want to get the other part of that piece, have a certain Iowa City West wide receiver commit to the Iowa Hawkeyes, and I guarantee you a lot of people will be more than happy to bury the 2016 season saying, look up, things are coming.
Younger brother and I sat down and watched some film of running backs around the country.
Was it coach's tape?
It was all 22.
That's my favorite. We watched the coach's tape.
No, we didn't get access to that. We're watching a little Saquon Barkley, a little Kenneth Dixon from last year at Louisiana Tech. And Akram Wadley, it just based off of talent and his ability to, his jump cut, his ability to make people miss in the open field is, as I can't remember since I've been in Iowa City in the area, an Iowa skill position player on the offensive side of the football that is as explosive as Akram Wadley. He just has to get bigger. He's listed at 190 pounds. That's very generous. I'm guessing he's somewhere around 175, 180, maybe 185 pounds at the very most. He has to get to that 200-pound threshold to be really considered an elite NFL prospect. And once he does that and has another good season next year like he did this year, then he'll be a top 3 or 4 round pick. But until then, he's a late round pick.
All right, that'll do it for Would You. Do we have time to go, do we need to go straight into the big board here? Because we do have breaking news.
Well, I would like to go ahead and get into the big board update right now.
Okay.
Clear the way. You decide where the breaking news comes, but
All
we
right.
are on the closing minutes of a Thursday APC.
All
Thank
right.
you, Coon.
Midwest One Bank bringing you this final big board update. As we reported, KSTP-TV, that's Channel 5 ABC affiliate in the Twin Cities, says that Minnesota will be hiring Western Michigan's PJ Fleck as the school's new head coach. KSTP reporting today that Fleck met with Gophers athletic director Mark Coyle and university president Eric Kaler yesterday afternoon in Chicago. Now, they were reportedly meeting with Les Miles today in the Twin Cities, but KSTP reporting that PJ Fleck will be hired and given a 6-year contract in the range of $21 million, which would be about $3.5 million a year, which would put him in the middle of the pack in the Big Ten. Former coach Tracy Clays was making $1.5 million. Again, that's KSTP, the ABC affiliate in the Twin Cities, expecting PJ Fleck to be announced as the next head coach of the Gophers. Iowa running back Akram Wadley will return to school for his senior season. That was announced by the school today. Iowa basketball on the road tonight, taking on Nebraska. Tip-off set for 8:06 at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The Hawkeyes, a three-point underdog there. Hopefully they do better on the road tonight than Iowa State and UNI did last night. Both the Cyclones and Panthers fell on the road. Iowa State to Baylor. You and I at Loyola.
Well, 15 seconds quickly. Thank you, Kuhn. Brommelkamp, my name is Ryder. We got a lot to talk about tomorrow, do we not? P.J. Fleck.
Roll the boat.
To the Twin Cities. It's the Big Ten West has got a new head coach to talk about. The APC will be all over it beginning at 4 p.m. from Coach's Corner. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Greeny, are you seeing the results you want from working out?
Oh, yeah, Golic, it's working. I'm just looking for a way to push through those extra tough workouts.
What about a better source for your supplements?
Well, you must be talking about GNC.
That's right, Greeny. I'm talking about the new GNC.
What's new?
Even more innovations from the best brands and new lower prices.